USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
I'm not going to play political games.
Vice President Kamala Harris's reaction when asked in New Hampshire about going down to the U.S.-Mexico border. Harris is meeting with the president of Guatemala virtually as the White House continues to struggle with the surge of illegal immigration. Daniel Garza is the president of the Libra Group, which is based down in Texas and deals with immigration. He tells Fox News,
like all other Americans, we're frustrated as to what's going on. During the campaign, candidate Biden talked about the border issue like he had all the answers, and he gets into office and it turns out his strategy was not being Trump. That's not a good strategy.
More than 5 million Americans haven't shown up to get their second COVID-19 vaccination dose. The 5 million people account for roughly 8% of those who have received the first dose of the two-shot vaccines. USA Radio News.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
The Justice Department announced it will launch a broad civil rights investigation into the practices of the Louisville Police Department. Attorney General Merrick Garland making that announcement more than 1 year after the shooting of Breonna Taylor in her home. Regarding Taylor being shot by police, Ted Williams, former D.C. homicide detective, tells Fox News,
this seems to be the one in Louisville, the investigation there, seemed to be predicated on the Breonna Taylor case. But I got to tell you, in the Breonna Taylor case, what the police officers did, I believe, was reasonable. They came to serve a search warrant. During the course of serving the search warrant, Breonna Taylor's boyfriend opened fire on them, and one of the officers was wounded. They wound up returning fire. And sadly, Breonna Taylor was killed.
For the first time in more than a year, the Los Angeles Unified School District is opening back up. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The European Union is planning to open travel for vaccinated Americans.
Americans who are vaccinated against COVID will soon be able to travel to Europe, according to a top EU official. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen told the New York Times Sunday that lifting restrictions will depend on conditions in the United States, but those who are fully vaccinated are expected to be able to travel to the continent this summer, though she did not lay out an exact timeline. Non-essential travel to the EU has been banned since the beginning of the pandemic last March. White House Senior Advisor for COVID Response Andy Slavitt tells CNN that the news shows that the rest of the world is watching the success of the U.S.'s vaccination program.
They're looking at the U.S. They're looking at the success of our vaccination program. They're looking at the reduction in disease. And while they know we're not done yet, they're saying those Americans are safe to come to our country without risk of spreading COVID-19. Think about that. That's incredible. Just a few months ago, we were the nation in the world that was one of the most cut off from travel. That just shows what an incredible few months we've had vaccinating Americans.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
And finally, a portrait of former President Donald Trump, while not yet the official oil painting of him, will be on display in the America's President exhibit in the Smithsonian National Portrait Gallery in Washington, D.C., when it reopens on May 14th. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.